In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. And all praises be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to our series, The Shadows. Yesterday we was talking about Sayyidina Umair ibn Sa'd al-Ansari in his childhood. And today we will continue with the same hero, Sayyidina Umair ibn Sa'd al-Ansari, but when he become adult, when he become an old, we will see how he did amazing job. Even Sayyidina Umar used to describe him as a nasijun wahda. He has amazing example. No one will have the similar characteristics like Sayyidina Umair ibn Sa'd. Today, we will have just a few highlights to see how Sayyidina Umair, the one who was young when he accepted Islam, he was 10 years old, and we will see how he defended Islam when he grew up, when he become an adult, when he become an old man, very wise man. One day, the book came from the people of Homs, or, you know, the message came that the people of Homs really are complaining about the rulers, Muslim rulers, that Sayyidina Umar sent them to the Bilad al-Sham. And Sayyidina Umar was really very careful to select the people that he will give them authority to rule the Muslims. And he was looking in his mind, who is the one really has the good characteristics, and he will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not do dhulm against the people of Muslimin. And he found Sayyidina Umair ibn Sa'd. And Sayyidina Umair in that time, he was leading the army of Muslimin in Bilad al-Sham. And he sent the message for him, come to Medina, and he told him, I will assign you as a leader for Homs. Homs, which is a place of Syria. And Sayyidina Umair told Sayyidina Umar, I am not ready to leave jihad fi sabilillah and go to be a ruler for a small part of the land. I would like to really help people and make them Muslims and return them to Islam. And Sayyidina Umar ordered him. He said, this is my decision, and go to Bilad al-Sham as a wali, as a ruler, Muslim ruler. And he went and he did the speech, and he gathered all the people in one place, and he told them, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ حِصْنٌ مَنِيعٌ وباب وثيق. Oh people, Islam is a very strong fortress and very strong door. Then, حصن الإسلام العدل. The virtues of Islam is justice. وبابه الحق, and the door of Islam is truth. And he said after that, فإذا دك الحصن وحطم الباب, if you destroy the virtues and if you break the door, it will be easy for anyone to attack Muslims after that. And he mentioned for them, the Islam will remain strong as long as the Sultan, which is the Khalifa of Muslimin, you know, remain powerful. ليس ضربا بالصوت, it's not to kill people by his sword, but to spread the justice between Muslims. And this is what he told the people from the first day. And for the whole year, no complaint came to Sayyidina Umar from Hims for entire year. And Sayyidina Umar was confused, what's going on? Why no one sent any complaint after I sent Umair ibn Sa'd for them? And he thought that Sayyidina Umair changed his mind and he took the money and he become rich. And he told his writer, write to Umair, when he received my letter, he must leave Hims and come to Medina. And Sayyidina Umair, when he received the letter from Sayyidina Umar as a Khalifa of Muslimin, he left Hims and he went back to Medina, walking. Subhanallah. And he took very long time because Medina from Hims, from Syria to Medina, it's long distance. And he came all the way walking. Can you imagine if you have a position, you know, in the government or in, if you have a position in any company, and at least even when he came to Sayyidina Umar, he was very tired and he has very long hair and he looked like he was exhausting. And Sayyidina Umar asked him, what are you doing, Ya Umair? Why you did not ask them to give you transportation? And he replied to Sayyidina Umar, he said, they did not give me and I did not ask. Subhanallah, very humble person. Even he was a leader. He was the ruler for Muslims in that place. And he carried his bag for his clothes and one plate, you know, just to eat and to wash his clothes and his head on it. And he has a bottle of water, قربة من ماء, يتوضأ منها ويشرب منها. This is what he has for the entire life. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Umar, when he figured out that he's honest, he did not cheat, he did not deceive, he did not save the money under the table, subhanallah, and he told his writer, give the command to Umair to go back to Hims. And Sayyidina Umair said, no, of course, no, I will not go back again. Give me chance to spend the rest of my life worshiping Allah with the peace of mind. I will not serve you. I will not serve anyone after you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Umar excused him and he went to a small town near to the Medina and the suburb of Medina al-Munawwara, and he spent his life over there with his family. After a while, Sayyidina Umar, you know, wasn't sure that Umair is honest, and he sent one man, his name Al-Harith, with 100 dinar. And he told him, go to Umair in his house and ask him that you are a visitor. I would like to spend, you know, some days with him. And he stay with Umair. If you see that he will have a good food and a good, you know, clothes on something like this, maybe he's a liar. And if you found he has nothing from dunya, he's honest. If you figure out that he's honest, give him the 100 dinar and come back to Medina. And he went and he knocked the door and Sayyidina Umair asked, who? He said, I'm Al-Harith. You know, I would like to spend some days with you because I'm a guest. And he said, welcome. And he stayed with him in his house. Every day, they have only one loaf of sha'ir. You know, this is the food for the entire family. And for the first day, the same food. For the second day, the same food. For the third day, the same food. Until one neighbor told Al-Harith, Sayyidina Al-Harith, you know, you have to give them break because they have nothing to eat. If you insist to stay in this town, come to my house and leave Umair with his family because they have nothing to eat. And he realized that he's honest and he told him, Amir al-Mu'mineen sent me with the 100 dinar and this is for you. And he said, Go back to Amir al-Mu'mineen, say salam to him, and say, Umair doesn't need the money. Take it back. And his wife, she was listening, and she said, oh, Umair, take the money. If you need it, okay. If you don't need, just give to the other people, they are in need. And Al-Harith, he left the money, and he went back to Sayyidina Umar. And Sayyidina Umair ibn Sa'd, he divided the money, or he distributed the money to the needy people around him, especially the families of martyrs. And he did not leave a single penny for him, himself, or his family. After a while, Sayyidina Umar sent a message for him, come to Medina, and he went. And he asked him, what did you do with the money that I gave you? And he said, Subhanallah, qala lahu, ماذا عملت بالمال الذي أرسلته لك؟ فسيدنا عمير respond back to سيدنا عمر فقال لقد ادخرته لنفسي في ليوم لا ينفع فيه مال ولا بنون. I saved the money that you sent for me. I saved it in good place for myself to protect myself in the day no money, no children will benefit me. And Sayyidina Umar, he couldn't hold his tears, and he said, أشهد أنك من الذين يؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. I bear witness that you are among those who prefers to give to others and to put, you know, the benefits of other people around them more than their own needs. And he gave them, he gave Sayyidina Umair some food and two clothes. And Sayyidina Umair said, we don't need the food, but I will take the clothes for my wife because her clothes get ripped and nothing to cover her body. Subhanallah. And he took the clothes and go back to his tomb sabr until he passed away. When Sayyidina Umar figured out that Sayyidina Umair ibn Sa'd passed away after all this journey defending Islam and serving as a servant of God, and he had nothing from this worldly life, he was preparing himself to meet with Allah and to meet with the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one who used to care of him when he was a child. When you remember what we were talking yesterday, when he was 10 years old, when Prophet Muhammad ﷺ held his ear and said, وَفَّتْ أُذُنُكَ مَا سَمِعْتَ يَا فَتَى. You know, your ear is honest for what you have heard from Julas, his uncle or his stepfather. And he stayed in his religion until the last breath in his life. When Sayyidina Umar got the news that Sayyidina Umair passed away, he passed away in the end of the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, and he said, وددت أن لي رجالا مثل عمير ابن سعد أستعين بهم في أعمال المسلمين. I wish if I have a lot of people, the same example like Umair ibn Sa'd, to support me and to help me out to enroll the Muslims ummah everywhere. And this is what Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab mentioned about Sayyidina Umair ibn Sa'd al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu ardah. This is, you know, a very a good example for all of us when we teach our children when they were still young and when they grow up, how to stay firm in the religion, how to defend the justice all the time, how they will not change their mind for any purpose of the worldly life, and because they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they believe that the provision only in Allah's hand, not in any other hand. This is what we have about our hero tonight, Sayyidina Umair ibn Sa'd al-Ansari, radiyallahu anhu arda. أترككم في رعاية الله وأمنه، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته.